Menopause is a natural process that all women will go through later in life, but awareness of the symptoms and the changes within the body is generally quite low. Simply talking about the process, the causes, and the signs to look out for can go a very long way to raising awareness, particularly in younger women, with 1 in 100 experiencing menopause before the age of 40, but are unaware of the support and treatments available. I went along to the BMI Duchy Hospital in Harrogate to speak to Dr. Claire Spencer, a GP partner at the Meanwood Group Practice in Leeds, to delve a bit deeper about the menopause and why people should be talking about it more openly. First and foremost, what happens in the body when menopause occurs and what causes the symptoms?
The ovaries make a really important hormone for women called estrogen. And as periods stop, estrogen levels drop as well. And as your periods become irregular, the estrogen levels can be up and down before they eventually drop. It's the drop and fluctuating level in estrogen that's responsible for a lot of the symptoms that women experience when they're going through the menopause.
So you mentioned the symptoms there. For someone who's not experienced and not too sure about what they are, can you just talk us through sort of the more common ones that people will experience?
Yes. Well, I think it's important to say that some women don't have any symptoms of estrogen deficiency, but around 75% of women, so really high numbers, will have hot sweats and hot flushes, night sweats. And then I think there are less commonly known symptoms, for example, completely out of the blue new onset anxiety. Women become less resilient to stress, their moods can drop, there's poor sleep. There are physical symptoms also, like dry skin, dry eyes, hair thinning. Depressing fact is that women redistribute fat, so more is put on around the middle. And also there are changes that can have an effect on long-term health. So women become more vulnerable to thinning of the bones or osteoporosis and also heart disease and strokes. And so that's why it's also important that it's diagnosed in younger women, because if they don't get hormone replacement therapy, they are at greater risk of those long-term effects. You can start experiencing menopause symptoms from your early to mid-40s, because as your periods start to become irregular and your average estrogen levels start to drop or fluctuate up and down, you can start experiencing symptoms of estrogen deficiency. So, for example, some women get hot flushes for a little while and then they may go back to normal and then they come again.
So we've been through some of the more common symptoms. Mm-hmm. If you are suffering with the symptoms and they're quite severe, there are actually treatments that are available, aren't there, to people that they can sort of help relieve those symptoms?
Absolutely. So number one, looking at your lifestyle is really important. So stopping smoking, don't drink excess amounts of alcohol can help. Exercise is great for helping symptoms and preventing long-term health effects. There are alternative therapies that definitely help some women. The only issue with many alternative therapies is we're not quite sure of the dose or effectiveness, but some women definitely get benefit. There is medicine that is not HRT or hormone replacement therapy that can help with symptoms. And then there's hormone replacement therapy or HRT, which can help a lot of symptoms that women experience.
Some women are lucky in that they don't experience the more severe symptoms associated with menopause, but may still notice some small changes within themselves as they get older. Dr. Claire Spencer talks us through some common smaller scale symptoms that she often sees in her patients.
Commonly, in my clinic, I see women who said, well, looking back in my mid-40s, I thought I was going mad. I started forgetting things. I forgot names. I couldn't find the words for things. They say that they're at work trying to lead meetings and suddenly forgetting what they're meant to be saying next. Some women come saying that they started having relationship issues, that they're changing, that they're becoming more anxious and more stressed and just not feeling themselves, and they're not quite sure why. But actually, they're all quite common symptoms of the perimenopause and menopause.
So if there is anyone experiencing some of the symptoms, maybe severe in some cases, and they're thinking to themselves, how much longer will this go on for, Claire? how long can it actually last for? Because we said before that it could actually go past the average age. So the average age is 51, between 45 and 55, but can it actually go beyond that age?
Women's periods have generally stopped by the time they're 55 in most women. But actually, the symptoms of estrogen deficiency can linger on. So the average length of time that women will experience, for example, hot flushes, is around 7 years. Some people, they resolve a long time before that, but the average time is 7 years. But in some women, they do just linger on and on. So I have women in their 60s, women in their 70s, and a few women even in their 80s still experiencing hot flushes because of the menopause.
Menopause is often associated with the older generation, and as Claire stated, the average age in the UK is 51. But premature menopause can also occur in some rare cases, with 1 in 100 women experiencing symptoms before they reach their 40s. But what causes this process to happen prematurely, and can it be genetic?
Premature menopause, or the medical term is premature ovarian insufficiency, that it can be genetic, but most of the time the cause is unknown. Other important causes are women who've had to have their ovaries removed for medical reasons. Some women have their ovaries removed to help prevent breast cancer or ovarian cancer if they're found to be at high risk. Some women have sadly suffered different forms of cancer, and the treatment for that can also mean that their ovaries stop working and hence put them into premature ovarian insufficiency.
So if there is anyone listening that does want to find out a bit more, we will put some information on the Shrey FM website. But if they do want to find out a bit more from yourself, Claire, or from the BMI Duchy Hospital, how can they do so? Is it as simple as going online, or should they get in contact with their own GP?
Yes, no. So they can go and speak to their own GP, and they can refer you to the NHS Menopause Clinic at Meanwood Health Centre. Or there's a clinic at the Duchy Hospital in Harrogate where you can refer yourself into and come and see me there.